there. I'm Dr. Isabella Valentine. Oh, you must be Mrs. Martin.
Yes, thank you. Hello.
And you must be Mr. Martin. Oh, he looks a little...
Yeah.
Oh, incapacitated there. You came in about last week complaining about his headaches.
Yeah, it's back again tonight. I was really concerned. He's had this headache, and it's just not going away.
Well, according to his chart here, he has really high blood pressure, and I had another nurse come and check his blood pressure, and last week we checked his lab work. He's really on the verge here of a brain aneurysm, and I'm really concerned. We need to actually get him in surgery for exploratory surgery ASAP. We need to get him in there stat. If we wait too long, there may not be a chance for him.
Oh, God. No,
so if you wouldn't mind, if you could talk your husband into signing this form here, giving away power of attorney.
Okay.
This is simply standard procedure here in the state.
Okay.
This is basically just saying that you have power to basically sign away anything, just in case something happens, God forbid, you know. This is simply standard. If you could just have him sign it, then we'll go ahead and take him to surgery. There's really no time to waste.
Okay, honey, just, just sign. I know your head hurts. We'll make it better. There you go. Okay, here you go, Mrs. Valentine.
Thank you. If you'll just follow me into the back.
Oh, sure, thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and just take him past these doors here. Okay, very good. Well, we're going to go ahead and put him here on this stretcher so we can go ahead and wheel him back, because I know his head's been hurting for a while.
Wonderful.
We're going to take him back here into the operating room. Now, if you can have him get into this gown while I go into the back, I'm going to go ahead and get my gloves and get prepared. And if you would, just go ahead and get your husband ready.
Oh, sure. Honey, let's get your clothes off. Oh, I know your head hurts so bad. Oh, okay, now, all right, just lift your arms. Let's take the shirt off and, oh, no, I know we'll feel better soon. Okay, now put the gown on, sweetie. Oh, there you go. You'll feel better in just a moment. Miss Valentine seems like she knows what she's doing. I don't want to lose you. Okay, all right, just lay down. Okay, you'll be fine. I'm right here. I'll be with you the whole time, honey. Don't worry.
Wonderful. Are you two ready?
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, I'm so concerned.
Wonderful. Yeah. Very nice. Now, some of our other nurses are actually in surgery with another heart patient who's having open heart surgery, so it looks like it's just going to be me. So I apologize if there's no one else in here. They'll be in a little bit later to help us out.
Oh, sure.
But it's okay. I've done this a million times, and this procedure is very standard to me.
Okay.
I've done this before.
I trust you. Don't even worry, okay?
I trust
you totally. We both do.
Wonderful. I appreciate it. There'll be other people in to help, so don't even worry.
Okay.
Wonderful. Now, sir, I want you simply to relax. This is perfectly normal. You're going to have just a simple little brain surgery, nothing to be alarming. I want you simply to just close your eyes for me. I'm going to put this gas mask over your face, and I want you just to relax for a moment. Now, this gas mask is going to have just a little bit coming out. I'm going to put it right here over your nose and your mouth, and I want you to take a deep breath for me. Go ahead and breathe. Yes, I want you to breathe in deeply, a long deep breath, in through your nose now, yes, and as you breathe in, you're going to feel your body now start to relax, as this white light over your face starts to overpower you now as you relax, breathing in now, and this gas starting to relax you as your body now becomes so paralyzing as you feel so numb. And you can feel your wife holding your hand now. She's right here beside you. She's not going anywhere. She's right here beside you. Just listen to my voice. As you feel the gas starting to just relax you. And you're going to feel your head become cloudy any moment. Probably the next minute or so, you're going to feel your head and your body start to relax. And you're going to feel so very calm and peaceful. Your head will start to feel cloudy and so calm and relaxing. This peaceful serenity starts to move down through your spine. And as your spine starts to relax, you're going to start to feel so good and paralyzed. So that even down to your feet, every movement through your body will feel so numb and so very good. Go ahead and just let it happen now as you take another deep, deep breath. Breathe in deeply now. Breathe in the gas. Oh, yes. And another deep breath. And the more you breathe in, the more you'll feel this wonderful feeling start to just numb your whole body, paralyzing you all over. And the more you feel your wife's hand holding you. Even your fingers begin to go numb now, until you feel her hand slowly starting to fade away. Her fingertips fading away in the distance, even my voice seeming to fade out. The gas numbing your entire body, your chest filling with the gas, numbing you all over. The anesthesia moving throughout every pore, every vein of your entire body now. Every pore, every muscle, every vein moving throughout your body. And you're so very deep now. Deep. So deep now, as the gas takes you down further and further. Breathing in and breathing out as I leave the gas over your nose and over your mouth. And your wife now is taking her hand up and down your arm, but you simply feel air. You feel air moving up and down your arm. Pressure simply non-existent. Numbness throughout your body. And your wife is standing over you, comforting you, caring for you, and loving you. Here to protect you. Your wife loving you so well. She looks out for you and cares for you so deeply. And you simply want to relax. Simply relax. Go down deeper now as the comfort of my voice cradles your body. As all the gas envelops your mind, as you feel clouds starting to simply move and soak and become so fuzzy in your brain now, soaking and filling. Oh, it feels wonderful now, deeper and deeper now, more anesthesia spreading down through your veins, through your legs, down to your knees, and down, down, down through your toes. And as you listen to my voice, and you feel numbness throughout your body from the top of your head down to your feet, no pain, no pain, but yet you hear my voice with your eyes closed. I'm going to take my scalpel, and I'm going to perform a slight surgery, but you feel nothing, simply unaware of what I do. And I'm going to make a slight little mark right here above your temple and open up right there as this machine just simply starts to turn on as I have this laser and open up right on this precise mark and insert this brain chip right here into your brain. This special brain chip to help you. This brain chip helps you perform. And your wife is still holding your hand now, stroking your arm. Yeah, she's here. She's here for you. She's stroking your arm lovingly. She loves just being here for you. And this chip now is now implanted deep in your brain, and it has very specific features. And I'm going to now close and stitch your brain with this needle and thread, stitching it in place, stitching it from left to right, left to right, left to right. Taking your skin and sewing it into place, sewing the chip into place so it's forever implanted into your brain. Forever implanted into your brain. And in a moment, Your wife is going to start giving you instructions, giving you commands that forever stay implanted with this brain chip that will stay implanted forever. Listen very closely so that your brain will heal itself forever. This is important so that you will survive. And you need to survive to live. It is very important that you listen to your wife's commands to survive. So listen very, very carefully to your wife now.
You are my sissy wife. You will prepare the home and dress as a sissy. You will wear panties, but not just any panties. Satin thong panties, lace thong panties. You will replace all of your man underwear with sexy, beautiful thong panties. You will have a whole drawer dedicated just to your sexy thong panties. You will enjoy wearing them for your wife.
That first command is now permanently engraved in your brain now as I take the laser and engrave it down deep, deep into the chip. The panty command now set firmly in place as your wife now begins to give you more and more commands. Setting them firmly in place. Deeper and deeper now as you keep breathing in more of the gas. Breathe in more now, breathe in deeply now as you listen to your evil surgeon. Listen to me now. Now listen to your wife.
It is your responsibility to tend and keep my house. You must wash my delicates with care and tenderness. You must take care of the house, cooking and cleaning, scrubbing it until it shines and radiates. You must do all the grocery shopping, all the cooking. It is your responsibility to tend to my house. Provide well-cooked meals, healthy and nutritious for me. You must do my laundry with care, washing my fineries, taking care of every aspect of my living and my home.
Listen very closely to your wife because these commands are helping you survive. And without her commands, your brain will automatically shut down, and you need her commands to allow your brain to perform correctly. And you survive on her words. You survive on her words and her commands. You live on her commands, and you simply need to listen to her voice. You need to listen to everything she says to you. You need to listen to what your wife says. No matter what she says. In a moment, I'm going to briefly awaken you by simply removing the gas mask, and you're going to be aware of what's going on, but yet I will take you back down. However, you will be completely paralyzed, and your brain will be aware of what we're doing to you, but you will be unable to prevent us from continuing what we're doing. I'm going to remove the gas mask in the count of five, and when I say the word awake, you will briefly snap out. Yes. And when I put the gas mask back on, I will count back down, and you will be back into a deep, deep paralytic sleep. Now you're going to begin to awaken from one to five, and one, two, three, and four, and five, pulling off the gas, and awake. Oh, you're starting to awaken now, Mr. Martin. Very good. Oh, I know right now you're a little confused. You trusted me, didn't you? You trusted your wife, too, didn't you? Actually, she and I are good friends, and we've been in on this for a while.
Oh, yes, dear. Yes.
I implanted a little something in your brain that's going to make you a little sissy wife for your wife.
What I've always wanted, darling.
You don't really have a brain aneurysm.
Not anymore.
And you signed away all your rights as a man. You signed away your power of attorney.
To your devoted and loving and caring wife, who's always looking out for your best interests.
Aw, it's a shame. The thing is, since you're paralyzed from head to toe, I have a lot more work to do. And there's nothing you can do about it, because I'm an evil surgeon.
And your wife did have some hand in this progress. I've always wanted a sissy wife, and after all the training that we've been doing, I felt it was time to begin the transformation. You wanted this.
Yes. I know right now you're only halfway conscious, so I'm going to put this gas mask back over your face, and you're going to go back down into a trance. Oh, I know you're scared. I know, it's okay. We have so much more work to do to you, sweethearts. Oh, I know. I know you don't want this. It's okay.
It's important, darling. It's for me.
It's for your own good.
It's for your wife. It's the only way to save our marriage.
Yes. You do want to save your marriage, don't you?
And I know how happy you are as a sissy.
You need to be a sissy. It's simply important.
You want to be my sissy wife, don't you, darling?
Good. Now, breathe in deeply as I put this gas mask over your face. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, yes. Breathe in as your eyes close, breathing in, and relax. Oh yes, you're going down so deep, so fast, so much faster than before. So far down, and I see on the heart rate monitor, your heart rate already back down, so relaxed, all the anesthesia already flowing through your body right as it should be. Your subconscious mind hearing our voices now. Yes, very good. Now listen very, very closely. Feel all the anesthesia now spreading through your body, feeling no pain as you feel still and numb from head to toe, way down deep in your skin, feeling numb, feeling no pain. So even if I were to prick you, you would feel absolutely no pressure. I'm going to take this scalpel and open your throat just a little and take this little, tiny little shock collar and place it right inside your vocal cords, right around your neck, right around your throat, and press it inside. And I'm going to just sew it in. Yes, it has several volts inside. And your wife is going to have full control over this as I sew it into place. Sewing it into place with my needle and thread. Black thread, my silver needle. The shock collar permanently implanted in your neck. You can't see it, but it's there. No one can see this, but you'll know it's there and you'll feel that it's there if you ever disobey her. All she has to do is say a word. Say one little word and you'll feel a shock. And in 3 seconds, she's going to say the word simply to try it out. You don't even have to know what the word is yet. She's simply going to say it and you're going to feel a small little jolt in your neck. And you'll feel a little pain. You'll feel this just for a moment, even with the anesthesia through your body. In 3, 2, and 1, and test it out.
Obey.
Yes, it seems to be working just fine. And give him another jolt, honey.
Obey.
Very good, Mrs. Martin. And try it out again. I love seeing him just jolt on the table.
Obey.
Yes, when your wife says the word obey. See, it doesn't work when I say it. When she says the word
obey,
you feel a jolt through your body.
Good.
Yes, so when you disobey her, oh, you don't want to do that, because then she'll say the word
obey.
Oh, that hurts, doesn't it? You don't obey. Want to do that. Oh, what a terrible punishment.
You want to be a good boy.
So deep now. Listen to her commands now and obey her.
You will dress up as a beautiful sissy with thigh-high stockings, 5-inch fuck-me pumps, red stiletto heels, short little skirt, sexy thong panties, and a very revealing top. You will always prepare your hair and apply makeup to accentuate your sissy features. You are my sissy wife, and as my sissy wife, I want you to look stunning, sexy, beautiful, yet not as beautiful as I. But you can try.
Very good. Listen closely to her now. Her commands are all that you know, and you simply need to listen to your wife every day. Her commands feed into the core of your body. You simply desire her commands every day. You need to feel her commands, and this shock collar around your throat is your daily reminder that you belong completely and solely to her, devoted to her every day for the rest of your life. Devoted to her as you listen to even more of her commands.
You will draw and prepare my perfect bath with just the right bubble bath, beautiful candles to illuminate the bathroom. You will bathe and wash my body delicately. You will dry me off with the Egyptian cotton towels. You will apply fine oils to help my skin glow and radiate. You will paint my toes, brush and style my hair. You will be the perfect, perfect sissy maid, preparing your wife to go out in the day and work. This is your place. You are my sissy maid, and it is your job to pamper and care for your wife completely.
You will be a sissy maid for the rest of your life, and I am going to bring you out very, very shortly now, bringing the gas mask off your face, and the count of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, bringing you out, and briefly awaken now. Wonderful. Seems like you're waking up, even more awake than even before. Seems like you're moving your mouth a little bit, even.
Don't try and backtalk. Do not try and backtalk me. Do you understand? Because I have a shock collar implanted in you.
Oh, my God. It seems like he's trying to say
something. Obey. Obey. Obey.
Sir, I wouldn't try to say anything.
You can't backtalk me anymore. I control you.
Sir, you do realize that the shock collar is attached to your vocal cords. Anytime you try to backtalk your wife from now on, she's going to say that word, and it's going to
obey.
Have an immediate vocal shock to your throat. I would not recommend trying to backtalk her. Do you see what happens? That happens.
It's best if you just submit to your situation. Total submission will reward you with great sissy delights.
It's terrible.
Why? Why is this terrible? This is what I wanted. Thank you so much for giving
so
me my
welcome.
Sissy wife. Oh, it's going to be perfect.
It's you just a shame that you trusted
place.
Us. We're so bad.
Oh, darling. It's just something I needed.
You know, I need to test something out. Can you say that word just a few more times?
Obey.
I need to set the voltage a little higher. Can you say it just a few more times?
Obey.
Maybe say the little...
Obey.
Yeah, just obey. Again. Obey. Yeah, just like that. Perfect. Yes. I think it's working just good. Now, sir, I'm going to have you go right back down. I'm going to put this gas mask right over your face. Going back down into a trance in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Sleep now. The gas mask. All the gas. Enveloping your body, taking you down, down, down into a sleep. 20 times deeper than before. Taking you 20 times deeper than before. As you feel all the anesthesia now, making you feel numb and relaxed. Numb and relaxed. Feeling so secure and relaxed. Secure and soothed. Feeling so calm and peaceful, this numb, heavy feeling surrounding your body, filling your skin all throughout your entire world. Let my voice take you even deeper now, down to a deep state of mind, taking you out of consciousness into a deep state of subconscious now, deeper and deeper. I'm going to now perform a deep, deep gender transformation, only down, down, down where your genitals are, to help you become the perfect sissy wife. Yes, and you do need this. And you're so paralyzed and numb that you simply are unable to resist in any shape or form. You are unable to vocally speak out. And your body is paralyzed. Yes. I'm going to take your testicles and just simply let them peel away. You simply don't need your testicles. Females don't have testicles, and you simply need to have the genitals of a female. I'm going to take my scalpel and simply remove your testicles. Just letting them slide off. With one clean cut, simply letting them come off. Yes, and I'm going to take your testicles and just shape them into beautiful labia. Beautiful, pretty labia. And put them right around your anus, sewing them into place to become perfect, beautiful labia. So nice, without any testosterone. No more testosterone being sent or being moved, being distributed throughout your veins anymore. All your brain, all the everything in your body, all now is estrogen. All the estrogen replacing your testosterone from now on. And it feels good. Oh, no more masculinity. You are now feeling all that femininity replacing and feeling so good now. Feels wonderful. Your labia now starting to form as you feel your wife's fingers. Feel your wife's fingers on your body. And you're going to feel your penis begin to shrink into that of a clitoris over time. Shrinking perhaps over 6 months, perhaps even shorter. As you feel it getting smaller and smaller over time. And you're going to feel the sensations become more sensitive, more tender, more sexual, as you start to feel clitoral orgasms. And you're going to feel so sexy as a woman. Your anus will feel like a vagina, as I feel so, the tightness as I run my fingers over it now. Just testing my fingers over your little pussy hole as I test the labia with my latex gloves, just feeling it now as I sew them in place. I'm going to make your anus just slightly larger and make it look just more like a vaginal hole now. Yes, and your penis now will begin to shrink over time Now listen to your wife. She begins to give you more commands. And as I do, I'm just going to make a slight little opening and insert this little chip. And this chip has a little vibration inserted into it. It's like a little vibrator. And this vibrator will be inserted automatically right into your little clitoral area right here. And I'm going to sew this into place so that every time your wife says a little word, you're going to feel it automatically begin to vibrate anytime she says the word
pleasure.
You're going to feel your clit begin to vibrate. Say it again and
pleasure.
Yes, I can see your penis beginning to vibrate now in my hand as I begin to sew it into place. And I want you now to continue saying the word as I just sew it into place. I'm sewing your penis now, sewing the vibrator into place.
You want to feel pleasure, don't you, darling?
Yes, and the estrogen now slowly making it smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And you're going to feel it begin to grow smaller now as you hear her say the word.
Pleasure.
Over.
Pleasure.
And over.
Pleasure.
And over.
Pleasure.
But if you're ever bad.
Obey.
But if you're good.
Pleasure.
So you do want to be good.
And obey.
You don't want to disobey, do you? Because that would be bad.
You want to feel pleasure.
Yes, that's what you want.
Pleasure for being a good sissy wife.
So if she tells you to put on a pink apron and...
obey.
Yeah. Oh. You don't want to feel pain like that, do you?
You only want to feel pleasure.
That's what you really want.
Your wife will give you pleasure.
Yeah.
If you obey.
Ooh.
Pleasure.
You don't like being shocked by the wife, do you? You want to feel so much goodness. Yes, and I love just making sure everything's right down here. And the reason why your wife is testing these words on you now is to make sure that the chip is responding correctly to the shock in your throat as well as in your genitals to make sure they're all responding correctly. And if they do respond correctly, we know it's a success. If you experience a clitoral orgasm, we know that this has been a successful surgery, a successful exploratory surgery, and you do want that.
You want that, don't you?
Yes.
You want to be my perfect sissy maid and do everything I say.
If she gives you a command, make sure that you always look at her the right way.
Yes.
Make sure that you never backtalk. If you do, you might feel a little shock.
But you'll always obey. And do as I say.
Yes. And if you're good and you give her a massage like she says, she might give you a little vibration.
A little pleasure throughout your day.
Won't that feel wonderful?
Lots of pleasure, darling. Lots and lots of pleasure.
Isn't it terrible that you came in here thinking you just had a headache? You thought you had a terrible headache, and here you are, having this done against your will, being transformed from a man, and now over time, all these hormones in your brain are going to change over time, and you're going to feel your nipples become more sensitive and more tender. You may even feel them over 6 months begin to grow. Your penis will begin to shrink and become more sensitive. Oh, I'm such a bad surgeon. And your wife is going to have full control over your mind and your body.
The perfect sissy maid.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
But this is always what you wanted, darling.
There's nothing you can do about it. You're a slave forever.
You will always be my slave.
And legally, there's nothing you can do because you signed away your rights.
That's right.
So what are you going to do about it? You're paralyzed. Are you going to stop? Are you going to vocalize something? Are you going to try and say something to stop us? Go ahead. Tell us you want us to stop.
You can't tell us to stop.
Go ahead and say something, boy.
Come on, just dare me.
Come on.
Dare me, darling. Just say one word. Obey. Obey.
Come on.
You want pleasure.
Say something. Say, I want to be a man. Just say it. Say,
just
I
try.
Want to be a man.
Just try.
Say, I'm not a sissy. Just say it. Just say it. Say it. Say, I'm not a sissy. Come on. Say, I'm not a sissy. What happens if he says that?
Well, he must obey. 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 Obey.
Oh, you don't want to say that, do you, sissy slave?
You want to be my little sissy wife?
Oh.
My little sissy wife.
Now what happens if he says, I'm a sissy wife, I'm a sissy wife, I will,
he gets pleasure.
I'll do anything.
Lots and lots of pleasure.
Yes. I think it's better to respond like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, sissy wife, I'm gonna call you Becky from now on.
Becky.
Becky, my beautiful little sissy wife, to clean and tend to my house, to tend to my aches and needs.
Good. Now, Becky, we're going to awaken you for the last time, and you're going to respond to your wife. In fact, when we awaken you, you're going to awaken with the words, I am a sissy. However, if you respond correctly, she's going to say the word pleasure 10 times. And that's going to make you experience a clitoral orgasm. But if you say the wrong thing... Oh, so we're going to awaken you and you're going to feel your new body. I'm going to awaken you now by taking off the gas mask in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Pulling it off. Let's see what he says.
What do you have to say, darling?
Oh,
pleasure, lots of pleasure. Feels good, doesn't it, darling? You want this, don't you? Pleasure, lots and lots.
I think it's gonna
pleasure.
Be a success.
Pleasure.
Keep
yes.
saying it.
Pleasure.
I think he's gonna feel a clitoral orgasm.
Pleasure.
It's going to his brain.
That's it, darling. Feel it. Feel the pleasure coursing through your body.
Oh my gosh.
Yes,
oh,
pleasure.
Oh,
just, pleasure.
Oh, he's coming.
Yes.
The sissy's coming.
Good sissy, Becky.
Yes, good girl.
Perfect.
Good girl.
Very good.
I'm so proud of the sissy. What a successful surgery.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Mrs. Martin, for coming in.
Thank you, Mrs. Valentine.
I'm
this is a dream come
so
true.
So proud.
This
has been a successful, wonderful patient.
Oh.
And Mr. Martin, I hope you come in wonderfully. I'm going to have to see you again in 2 weeks for an upgrade. I'm so, so proud.
Oh,
I hope
you.
There's no complications.
Of course there won't.
Wonderful. Now, you know, we're going to have to get that shock collar, you know, every now and then. I have to upgrade it for more voltage if there's ever any difficulties. So make sure you're very, very good to your wife there.
Of course you will, darling. Won't you?
Oh, wonderful. Perfect. Oh, very good.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I hope you two have a wonderful, wonderful marriage.
Oh,
it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you. I couldn't have done this without you. Let's go, Becky. Let's go home. There's a house to clean.
Ha, 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 ha.